Keep pushing. Hey, keep fighting. You gonna step it up.
Everybody working. Now challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for you. Come on, go, go, go. Hey, you draw. Let's go.
He's playing the main, baby. Let's get him.
Mom, put your hands out.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you live from the Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. And yes, I am in the holiday spirit, of course. I won't wear this for too long. I might mess up my hair. But I want to give you a little sense of a little holiday love from me to you, from the staff here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com to you. To my right, I'm excited. Today is Papa John's Pizza Day. Papa John's kind enough to deliver a couple of pizzas to me, delivering a bunch of pizzas to the staff here, and then even more to the Eagles players. And you can share in the fun, all thanks to a field goal kicker on Sunday who made a 20-yard extra point, end of the third quarter, winning free pizza for the entire Lincoln Financial Field crowd. If you take your ticket stub today, to a local participating Papa John's store, you get free pizza. So more on that a little bit later. We got a great show for you today. The players back here on a Tuesday. Game is on Saturday against the Cowboys. So it's a short week. Players had Monday off, and now they are back at it practicing today. Locker room opens at around noon. We'll get in there, get you the very latest, update you on the injury situation. It sounds really quite positive. Asante Samuel with a slight hamstring strain, said Andy Reid yesterday. So barring any setbacks, you hope that he's ready to go. DeSean Jackson with the elbow contusion should be fine. And we talked about Samuel. Trevor Laws didn't play on Sunday. So, question mark with that knee tendonitis. Eagles really didn't miss him. They got some good play inside. Jaquay Parker moved in there. Derek Landry filling in as well. And, of course, the Cowboys and the Eagles resume a great rivalry, and we'll talk about that. We'll count down the five best Eagles-Cowboys games a little bit later in the show. What a rivalry it's been. I think we've all kind of played a part in that rivalry. And tonight, we cover it all and more on Eagles Nightly at 7 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to begin today on the telephones, and let's start in New York. And the Zompster calling back again. Zompy.
Dallas sucks, baby.
Thank you. Way to get in the mood. There we go. Here's the field goal lining it up. Kyle Lester ready to rock it. What are you thinking about the game now that you're focused in on this game, Zomp?
Just want to see like we did the first time. You know, I want to see us flying around. I want to see us be fierce. I want Castillo to dial up some blitzes. You know, I just want Vic to also get in rhythm early. I think if we get the ball first and we score, set the tone, you know, I mean, I want to blow up those screens like we were doing against the Jets, because I know the Dallas likes to throw screens to Felix Jones. I think Felix Jones is dangerous. I think we've got to contain him. I think I would put Namdi, if anything, on Dez Bryant.
It's interesting. If you were to prioritize, Zomp, the Cowboys' weapons, and there are plenty of them, who's at the top of the list? Is it Jason Witten? Is it Miles Austin? Is it Dez Bryant? Is it Laurent Robinson, who's played great? Is it Felix Jones?
Right now, in my opinion, I'm a tight end guy, so I'm going to go Witten, Bryant, and then Miles Austin's been falling off. He's hurt, so I guess I go Robinson, and then Miles Austin, my opinion.
Miles Austin came back and scored a touchdown last week, so I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know. He don't look the same. I mean, that was just to me, it wasn't even a touchdown. It was right in the 1 yard line.
So, right.
I mean, he caught a good ball. He was open. You know, he had all the time in the world, Romo. So,
well, that to me, that's the whole key right there, Romo. You've got to pressure Romo. We know that, and the Eagles have done a good job of that. So, we'll see what kind of game plan Juan Castillo puts in play. Zomper, give me a prediction.
I'm going to say 27-20 birds, and before I go, I just want to wish you and all the staff a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and you guys are like family to me, man. I love you guys, and to all Eagles Nation, Merry Christmas,
Zomp,
and let's go birds, baby.
Zomp, you're the part of the family that we never talk about. Just love you, Zomp. Just kidding.
Zero, man. He's the best, man.
All right, take care, brother.
Take care,
right,
man.
I couldn't resist. Zomper, really is a great fan, and he's a great guy, and we have a lot of fun with the Zomper. And we have a lot of fun with all you guys. You're great fans. I mean, it's just been, you've made this, now we're getting encouraged by the football. It's wonderful. But for the large part of the season, it's been very difficult, and the fans have made it enjoyable to come in every day and share opinions and observations and analysis of this football team. So now the team is rolling. And, you know, the idea is that the playoffs are still out there. We asked an expert about that idea. What do you think of the Eagles and their chances all of a sudden of reaching the playoffs? This is the response that we got.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
Of course, there's nobody really talking about the playoffs here. We're just looking to win another game, and that is Saturday against the Cowboys. CJ in New Jersey joins us. Hi, CJ.
Dave.
Yo.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I sent you an email. I got your response, man. I'm glad to know they'll just go into spam or whatever. Appreciate the response, man.
My pleasure. Thank you. Good man.
Feeling real good, man. It's you know, I'm trying to go week to week, man, but it's so hard. I keep saying, telling myself not to look ahead, but geez, man, didn't we look tremendous on Sunday,
yeah,
man?
I mean, great. It was great. It was finally.
You know, if we can play like that, man, I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know who really, you know, scares me in the league. If we can.
Well, look, to me, it's very simple. I think the Eagles have a real good feel for the Cowboys.
Right.
I think the Cowboys are steaming mad about the loss in October. So you've got those two even out. It's the line of scrimmage, and it's, look, I'm going to tell you, I think the Eagles are a better team. I always think the Eagles are a better team. I believe the Jets match up great with the Giants. I think that the Jets can cover the passing game. They don't play the run as well, but the Giants don't run the football as well.
Yeah, Giants can't run the ball this year, yeah.
So, you know, after this week, if everything goes according to plan, then obviously you talk about the playoffs. But
right.
I love the fact that we're, I mean, I'll be honest with you, getting to this game and having it mean something is kind of a bonus. And I hope the team is loose and playing the kind of loose football that has played the last 2 weeks.
Agreed. I mean, it just seems like we sort of just figured some stuff out. Even if it doesn't work out, even for the playoffs, you know, geez, you know, how good do you feel going into the offseason, you know, with your team playing this way, you know, with a regular offseason, you know?
Yeah, I'm in the big picture, I'm very encouraged. I mean, when you see the team perform the way it has the last couple of weeks in certain areas that you had question marks, and specifically the Casey Matthews of the world, you know, the
right,
linebackers,
right.
Then you think and you go, okay, wow, all right, so now I get it. Now I see the vision. Now I see the way it's come together. And, boy, if they could have only not blown a couple of those early games, this team would be sitting pretty and would be really dangerous going into the playoffs.
Oh, man, it would. Because you made a good point. You know, if KC doesn't come over, I'm not sure, you know, Santonio actually gets the fumble out.
Yeah.
And we're actually able to recover it and score the touchdown.
Yeah, he kept working on the play, and he cleaned up, and he helped force the football loose. It was a nice play. And, again, I think KC Matthews, as I'm looking at him, he was thrust into this starting position, and he wasn't ready for it. I don't know if he's ever going to be a starter. I don't know. But I know that he can be a productive player if you put him in a situation where he's able to use his speed and able to get into some space.
Right.
So, hey, you know what, CJ? It just makes, we can do all the things we want to do here, all the cute little promote. If you win, everything is just so much better in the world, in our world anyway. So,
agree.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, listen, I work in New York, man, so it's I'm giving them hell this week.
Yeah. Well, we need the Giants to falter just one more time, and then rise up and beat the Cowboys in the last game of the season.
That's right.
So, hey, give me a prediction for Sunday or for Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. 27-13 Eagles.
Okay.
Big time win, Christmas Eve.
All right. Hey, CJ, thank you, man.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Happy holidays to you and to yours. Marty Morningwig, pretty pleased with the way the offense performs the first half of the first half of the Dolphins game, and then throughout the way against the Jets on Sunday. Starting to come together a little bit. Michael Vick finding his rhythm. LeSean McCoy, though, historic season. And offensive coordinator Marty Morningwig, after the game on Sunday, talking about particularly LeSean McCoy in this Eagles offense.
good backs over the course of your career. Can you try to fit Shady in there somewhere?
Yeah, I've been lucky. I've been fortunate that way. Great Brian Westbrook, of course, and Garrison Hurst was one of the very best for a couple of years there. And there's others. You know, the Dorsey Levens is great. I think it's a little early for LeSean, but he knows what I think about him. I think he's one of the – he's having a great year, isn't he? Just an outstanding year. And so all the accolades, I think, that the should come his way, I think he's earned it and deserves it, yeah.
Opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
What's up, Eagles fans? This is Trevor Laws. I just want to wish you guys a happy holiday season.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome back, Dave Spadaro with you. LeSean McCoy establishing a franchise record this season. He's got 20 touchdowns. Remarkable season, capped it off with three on Sunday against the Jets. And when he broke the record set in 1945 by Steve Van Buren, up on the board at Lincoln Financial Field, they flashed a video tribute that we have captured for your entertainment. Let's take a look at it right now. LeSean McCoy, a season to remember.
May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Because I'm Slim Shady. Slim Shady's are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control? And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go? I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Nice job there, and McCoy, for his efforts against the Jets, is nominated for the FedEx Ground Player of the Week. 18 carries, 102 yards, Three touchdowns, broke the franchise record for touchdowns in a season. His 33-yard touchdown run capped the scoring at 45-19 Eagles victory. Vote for McCoy at NFL.com/FedEx. So do it, baby doll. Do it now. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hi, Chris.
What's up, Dave? Dallas sucks.
Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I
Yeah, buddy. What's good? Everybody. I mean, I should not have to prompt an Eagles fan to call during the week of the Cowboys game and offer any sort of greeting other than that, and which I will not say. Even
especially in this holiday season.
Yes, they suck. Well, we mean it with love, though.
Oh, exactly. Always with love.
Joy to the world and beat the Cowboys senseless.
And the Jets win. That's
and the Jets win, right.
A good early Christmas present.
Right, right.
Yeah, Dave, third day in a row getting in means I hope that good things are going to happen here.
Yeah.
Are you ready for me?
I feel like if the Eagles go and play their game, you know, let's certainly they can win at Cowboys Stadium. They won last year there. The thing is, if you keep DeMarcus Ware and Anthony Spencer out of your backfield, you really do have a chance to dominate that defense because they've had so many injuries in the back end.
Speed on the turf as well.
Yeah, it's a fast team. You know, Macklin coming out of that game healthy was huge. And so the Eagles have all their weapons ready to line up and fire against the Cowboys.
Yeah, he said as long as we dominate the line of scrimmage, I think that's where we can definitely take advantage of this game for sure.
Yeah, and I really like Chris. I like a lot the way that the Eagles have gotten tight end Brent Celek back into the offense, how he's catching and running, how he's a threat vertically. You know, you see it all around the league, the Jimmy Grahams and the Tony Gonzalez's and the Antonio Gates and Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. These are major, major weapons in a passing game. And when you take that weapon away, as the Eagles have had to do over the last couple of years at times, certainly last year, to protect, it reduces your weaponry down the field.
Yeah, because this way, you know, guys are keen in on Macklin and Jackson, and they're wide open for Celek to 75 yards.
Yeah, and I think that his production has helped this team, whether he's a target or not, when they're in the red zone.
Yeah, you got a big body with sure hands. I mean, you get the ball to him, he's going to catch it.
Yep. I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah, I ended up getting tickets to the last game of the season yesterday, so I'll be going up to the link
Excellent. Beautiful. Good. Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, we win this week and Jets take care of some business. So, like you said, Dave, a couple weeks back, I mean, if you would have said we were at least playing meaningful football right now, I would have taken that.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, give me a prediction then for Saturday.
Let's go. You know what? I'm going to go 34-17.
34-17 Eagles.
Let's go, Birds. Dallas sucks, and they have a good Christmas day.
All right, Chris. Happy holidays to you as well. And to everyone out there in Eagles Nation, Eagles World, Eagles Universe, you're listening and watching here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're live every day, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. We will not be live, however, on Friday, as we'll be traveling to Dallas for the big game on Saturday. Eagles Nightly comes your way as well at 7 o'clock each night this week, except for Friday, of course. And our Eagles Television Network schedule, a bit changed because of the holidays. Take a gander here and absorb. 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday, Eagles Confidential airs. Saturday, Players Show at 7:30 a.m. Eagles Confidential 11:35, Frenzy 11:35 p.m. Eagles Mashup 12:05 a.m. So there you have it. Kind of some programming all around the game this weekend. Let's go back. Let's go to Texas. Why not? Let's go to Mike in Texas. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
Everything's good, Mike. How are you?
I'm proud of my Eagles. Loyal Eagles fan here in Texas. Guys give me crap every day at work about the Eagles. So I work at Coca-Cola in Waco, and it's, you know, I'm having a great Eagles day. Just looking forward to the Eagles beating the Cowboys, so I can laugh in their face at work again.
How are the fans feeling about the Cowboys down there? Do they feel like they've turned the corner?
They're a little nervous right now because I told them 8-8 will win our division, and we'll have the crown again.
I would love it, Mike. It really truly would be a football miracle to get to that point. I mean, I'm not thinking about it. I just want to beat the Cowboys, but it to get to that point would be really amazing. I mean, we thought 2008 was pretty special. This would blow that away.
That's why I kept trying to tell everybody at the beginning of the year when everything was falling apart. I was telling them, I said, the Eagles will survive. We are known to bounce back. In crunch time, we are known to bounce back.
Well, so they've stayed together.
The face, we'll be all right.
Yeah, well, they've stayed together. They've played as a team here, and they've to me, learned how to win, and they've learned how to build some chemistry and camaraderie in the locker room, and I like the way this team has played the last 2 weeks. Really like the way
and
this team.
Wine's defense, I could call it Wine's defense now.
Yeah,
is looking like JJ's defense in the old days.
Yeah, that was kind of a strange little early part of the season when it was four man rush. Nice block there, by the way. Owen Schmidt, unsung hero, playing very well. Playing very, very well. Look at this nice block. Kick out block. Bam.
Oh, that was a good block.
Yeah.
Very good block.
Yeah. So,
congratulations to Shady.
Yeah.
For his touchdown.
He's great. Great season for him. Hey, give me a prediction for the game, Mike.
Oh, my prediction for the game is a lot of pain for the Cowboys. And stay healthy, Eagles. And we're going to go 35-10.
All right. All right.
Go Birds.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for the phone call. 35-10. I don't think I see a blowout here. I think I see a tough game because I think the Cowboys are primed and ready to go. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We talk Eagles and Cowboys, and we know what a great rivalry it is. It's something that the Geese games almost never, ever disappoint, right? Well, we don't expect this one to disappoint either. There's been so many games. Where would you pick the best Eagles-Cowboys game? The last game of the regular season in 2008 obviously sticks out. The game when Terrell Owens came back to Philadelphia, that sticks out. Certainly the NFC Championship win in 1980 sticks out. Thanksgiving down in Dallas when the Eagles pummeled the Cowboys with all those quarterback sacks, that sticks out. Our Eagles television network put together a list of the top five games in this all-time rivalry.
What's up, Philly? It's E-Rock here with another Eagles countdown. Now, this one is important to me because it's that special time of year when the city of brotherly love isn't so brotherly and doesn't show a lot of love. But there's good reason for that. Cowboys are in town. So here are your top five Eagle moments against the team that everybody loves to hate. Now, for some reason, the Dallas Cowboys like to wear their white jerseys at home. But on this occasion, they were waving the white flag. Eagles fans will never forget this Texas-sized butt kicking. But I know Troy Aikman wishes he could. The Philadelphia Eagles entered Texas Stadium with a new head coach and a new swagger. Filling in for the injured Randall Cunningham, Eagles quarterback Jim McMahon started the scoring with an 11-yard touchdown strike to wide receiver Fred Barnett. Five different Eagles recorded sacks as the unit embarrassed the Cowboys offense, sacking quarterback Troy Aikman 11 times and holding Dallas to 90 total yards. The 24-0 shutout secured a record 8th straight win versus their NFC East rivals. I love our number 4 pick on this countdown because nobody expected anything from the Eagles that year and the Cowboys were playing the role of Superman. Well, apparently, Cowboys kryptonite, pickle juice. Who knew? Many head coaches wouldn't dare open up a game in Dallas with an onside kick, but Coach Andy Reid was out to make a statement. Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb threw for one of his 2 touchdowns while the defense swallowed up Troy Aikman, sacking him 5 times. Linebacker Jeremiah Trotter's 27-yard interception return put the Eagles up 3 scores. And running back Deuce Staley, who hailed the pregame pickle juice hydration, iced the blowout with over 200 yards rushing and a touchdown of his own. Number 3 on our countdown holds a very special place in Eagles history because, look, we've kicked the Cowboys' butts plenty of times, but on this occasion, we were doing it as defending NFL champs. The 1961 matchup at the Cotton Bowl featured the defending NFL champions led by running back duo Ted Dean and Billy Barnes. The champions steamrolled through the Cowboys' defense, gashing the second level for almost 300 yards rushing. Four different running backs reached the end zone, and quarterbacks Sonny Jurgensen and King Hill made timely throws, especially this 14-yard back-breaking touchdown pass to wide receiver Tommy McDonald. There were some beautiful things about the city of Philadelphia during the holiday season. Carolers singing in the street, the tree up at Love Park, throwing up a 40 spot against Terrell Owens, Tony Romo, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Somebody made the naughty list.
Thanks to a fortunate turn of events, the final game of the 2008 regular season not only pitted the hated Cowboys against our beloved Eagles, but a guaranteed a playoff berth to the victor. Running back Karell Buckhalter's 59-yard catch and run set up the Eagles' first touchdown, and Donovan McNabb's touch pass to Brent Celek at the end of the first half put the Eagles up 3 scores. However, this game was all about the defense. Coordinator Jim Johnson unleashed havoc on the Cowboys, creating 4 sacks and 5 takeaways. In what would be his final game in Philadelphia as an Eagle, Brian Dawkins forced 2 fumbles and played a key part in the largest ever margin of victory over their arch rivals. What can be said about number one on our countdown? It's always a great thing to beat the Cowboys, but to step over them on the way to the Super Bowl at home, it's a beautiful thing. The greatest victory over the Cowboys came in January of 1981 as the Eagles hosted their first NFC Championship. Head coach Dick Vermeil would rely heavily on all-pro running back Wilbur Montgomery, and he did not disappoint. Montgomery's 42-yard touchdown run, arguably the greatest in franchise history, put the Eagles ahead in the first quarter, and they never looked back. The Eagles' defense played their part, forcing 4 turnovers, and running back Leroy Harris capped off the victory with a 9-yard touchdown run. The victory sent the Eagles to their first ever Super Bowl. I've enjoyed every second of this countdown, every second of it, and I hope you have too. And I will see you next week after the Eagles beat the Cowboys.
You can say that I like things fast, not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You know, last week Juan Castillo blitzed really effectively. I'm expecting a blitz right now. It's my Papa John's day. And they've sent me 2 pizzas because everybody's getting pizza here today. And fans who have ticket stubs from Sunday's game, Eagles Jets, get to your Papa John's locations today and you get a free pizza. Now, Sam, what do you want, buddy? You want the pepperoni or you want the. We have a 14 topping and then we have the pepperoni. There's Sam, everybody. All right, that's good TV here. Hey, Ace, you on the line there, buddy?
What's up, Dave? I'm looking at y'all kill that pizza, man.
We are going to kill it. Papa John's, I don't think you can do it down in D.C.
Well, D.C., we got the same kind of scam, but it's with the Redskins. So it's like if the Skins score 30 points. So, you know, that deal never works now.
We don't call it a scam. We call it a really effective promotion. All right.
What's going on with you, though, Dave?
What's going on with me? I'm eating my pizza. I got my Santa hat on. Eagles are still alive. It's good.
Hey, man.
And wait. It must be a full moon because on the ticker, you're being nice.
Don't even say it. Let me put it on.
All right.
First, I want to say congratulations to the Shady Man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. LeSean McCoy is a great running back. Now, I never said it was anything wrong with him. I just said, just put it like this. The way they coached the game made him look good. Due to the fact there was two solid cornerbacks on the edge, they had to give him the ball. It was no choice. So they basically got forced to feed LeSean the ball. Got to give it to him. And I got to give him credit for the whole year. I've been kind of hard on him, but I give him credit for everything he's done this year.
Okay.
As far as the Jets game, I'm going to say that was the best coach game of the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree, Dave?
I thought the Dallas game was pretty well coached, too.
Well, I'm saying far as I think this game was better coached defensively, too, because I like the way Babin was moving around. I saw Asante Samuel in the slot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm here to say Asante can stay if he's willing to do that on a consistent basis.
All right,
because
we'll let him
know
that.
Notice, and I don't know if any of the fans noticed, when Cromartie was on the edge, he pressed a lot, and he stopped a lot of those quick five and in routes. I don't know if you noticed that. Did you notice that,
Dave?
Yeah. All right. Now, I think
he's very good on the edge.
Say that again?
I think Rogers Cromartie is very good on the edge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the combination of both of them going back and forth is great. The whole trick to this is I think Asante Samuel got to be willing to do that. All right. Now, I didn't notice too many flaws in the Jets game. You know, I ain't called you yesterday, so I ain't, you know, couldn't really comment on it. I ain't seen too many flaws on the Jets game. That's why I said it was the best coach game that I ever seen. That game can piss you off as an Eagles fan. All right? Because it's like, where the hell was that all year, Dave? You understand what I'm saying? When I saw Babin lining up as a linebacker and do a straight bull rush up the middle, seemed like we should have figured that out in camp. It's a lot of things I noticed that we should have done, but I ain't going to gripe about it. I like it. Now, as far as this playoff thing, in a way, I think it's a double whammy for us, man, because it's like if I don't get in, I'm more pissed off, all right, because I worked hard at the end. And, you know, if we don't get in, it's just going to be terrible, man. But if we get in, it's a plus.
Yeah.
So I say it's a double-edged sword even way you look at it. And at the same time, it all go back to the conversation we keep having. And, Dave, you know I keep talking to you about this every year. The coaches, does this say that our coaches are good? Do we go into next year with this same attitude? And who's to say that we'll keep this same attitude? So I think these wins are putting us in a bind. All right? As much as I hate to say that, you know, because we don't know what we got. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think we really know what we got because we're losing, we're winning. You know, we played the Dolphins last week. That's a good team, but I won't give them credit. Now, I'm going to give them credit for beating those Jets, though. That was an up-and-coming team.
Well, listen, let's first of all, just give me a prediction for Sunday, or for Saturday.
Prediction. Hey, man, you know I hate that business, man. I'm going to go low again. I'm going to say 13-10.
thank you. I don't get into the what could have been a lot of pizza here. I don't get into the what could have been conversation because there's no sense of that. I mean, I understand that we talked about this all offseason too. Eagles need to come out early in the season ace and win games, right? This, is he gone? Oh, you cut him? I don't want ace callback. I don't want the Eagles to have to rush down the stretch every year to win games, especially in this situation. This is a team that now needs a lot of help, a lot of things to go right to get into the playoffs. So that part of the trust rating. So, yeah, I agree that the Eagles, as encouraging as it is right now, and as I believe the big picture is, it's going to be a very fine team here. Got extra draft picks this upcoming draft, cap room, etc., decisions to make. I know hard ones. The key is how can they get them playing out of the blocks, urgent football. Urgent. We've seen it 1 year. We saw it in 2004, and you saw Eagles went to the number one seed in the NFC, rested their starters, cruised through the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. That's the way you want to do it. Alan in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, man. Welcome.
I just wanted to say that Saturday, I think it's going to be a good game. But I don't know. The Eagles haven't been doing the best this season, though. So I don't know. I hope we win, but I don't know if we're going to.
Well, I mean, agreed. You never know, and they haven't been consistent the whole season. But, Alan, I like the fact that they seem to have taken a very serious tone to this year. So they know it's a win-or-go-home type thing, and I think they're going to play their best football. And if the Eagles play their best football, they win the game. Alan, give me a prediction.
I'm getting guess. 38. No, not 38. Hold on.
Thank you.
21-14.
You got it, brother. Thanks for the call. All right. 21-14, a little closer. I believe there might be some big points in this game. I believe there'll be some big points in this game. So I thought 21-14 seems a little low to me. Carl in D.C. joins us. Hello, Carl.
Dave, what a great Eagles day.
Yes, indeed. Welcome.
I'll tell you what. I think Saturday's going to be a good game, but Dallas sucks, and I think we're going to kick their butt.
Okay, give me the score.
I'll tell you what I saw Sunday that I really liked, and that was the way the defense played. And Ray Dittinger did a piece on Comcast, and I totally agree with it. Is New York was known for their screen game. And our linebackers, Matthews and Chaney and Roll, were reacting better than at least any time I can remember this season.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, I caught you with your mouth full.
My bad manners.
So, if they can keep that going, the Cowboys have lost Murray.
Which I think is a significant loss.
Who is that running back?
Felix Jones is their running back.
Yeah, Felix Jones. And can cut him down and we can get that pressure, I think we'll do it. Because to me right now, the pressure's on Dallas, not on us. Nobody expected us to do anything, much less expected us to be in the playoffs and aren't giving us a whole hell of a chance anyway. So to me, the pressure's on Dallas. The Eagles go in there, play relaxed, have fun like they did against the Jets. We're going to do it, and I'm going to enjoy telling my daughter-in-law and my other future daughter-in-law that, ha, you suck.
Hey, Carl, give me a prediction.
Prediction. Close game. 24-20.
Carl, thanks so much.
Have a great holiday, Dave.
You too, man. Thanks. You make a good point about the linebackers, and we've talked ad nauseum about the linebackers this year. But you saw Keenan Clayton right there in coverage make a very fine play. Casey Matthews sniffing out the blitz. Brian Roll has been around the football a lot. I'll tell you, Akeem Jordan has played really well. And a little shocked by that. I mean, he was kind of somebody you just never thought in the offseason was going to come back to Philadelphia. Has filled the strong side linebacker position well. Jamar Chaney gets his third interception of the year. I mean, that's a great play on a screen right there. That's a great play. So they balled on Sunday. Now, the question is, what happens when you're in a tight game and you got to stop the run? Because teams are going to come after you that way. Philip in Phoenix, Arizona joins us. Hello, Philip.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I agree with you. We just have to stop the defense pretty well and just stop the run. Like, we don't really have to worry about DeMarco Murray. He's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And I think if we just come out with the same intensity as we have been for the last two games, I think we'll win. We just need to be cool, relaxed, and, like, Dallas has more pressure than we do. We just have to come out there and play easy football, easy go, play defense, play offense, and I think we should come out with the victory. By the way,
just
Dallas sucks.
Hey, thank you very much. Just don't turn the football over. That's my whole thing. Do not turn the football over. So, hey, give me a prediction on the game.
I'm going to say 28-20 Eagles.
28-20. Philip, thank you so much. Calling
You're
from
welcome.
Phoenix, Arizona, early in the morning on this holiday, for some holiday week. But, you know, we analyze these linebackers so much, I kind of almost forgot. On Sunday, every week, as you know, the Eagles have honored alumni who've done great things for this football team over the years. Inducted Eric Allen and Jim Johnson into the team's honor roll this year. Brought back the group from the late 1980s. And Buddy Ryan said hello to the crowd. 15 guys there. It was wonderful all week. It's every week it's been Trey Thomas. It's been Seth Joyner. It's been just one great player after another. And on Sunday, it was Bill Berge, Eagles middle linebacker. We know him well. He was honored at halftime. Here's a clip of the festivities, the Miller Lite Flight Deck halftime report.
It is time for the Miller Lite Flight Deck halftime report. Hello again, awesome Eagles fans. I'm Don Tollefson, live on the Miller Lite Flight Deck, and today we once again pay tribute to one of the all-time greatest Eagles, one of our all-time favorites. Take a look at the one, the only, Bill Bubba Berge.
Looking for a heart and soul to the team's defense, the Eagles traded a king's ransom to acquire middle linebacker Bill Berge. A deal that goes down as one of the greatest in team history. Berge recorded nearly 1,200 tackles in his seven Eagle seasons, earning four Pro Bowl trips and five All-Pro selections. Berge was an emotional leader who displayed the heart and the grit that endeared him to Eagles fans from the very day he stepped foot in Philadelphia. Inducted into the franchise's honor roll in 1988, Berge helped lead the Eagles to their first Super Bowl appearance in the 1980 season. He gave everything he had to the Eagles, and in return, the team rallied around Bill Berge and a tremendous defense to become one of the very best teams in the league in that generation of football.
Oh, boy, was he tough. He didn't concede an inch. It is my honor, Eagles fans, to present to you the awesome Bill Bubba Berge.
Thank you. I've got to say that it was truly a thrill to play in front of the greatest fans in the entire National Football League. You people are absolutely second to none. It was fun being out there, working my tailbone off, because when you got the cheers from you fantastic fans, it just made it so much easier. I want to wish everybody the best of holidays, and I want to wish everybody the happiest of New Year's, and let's go Eagles!
All right, good stuff, and yes, he did work his tailbone off, one of the greatest guys to ever put on the uniform, Bill Berge. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Don.
And now we'll come back with some red zone highlights, including ones very favorable to your Philadelphia Eagles. Stay with us.
Say that I like
like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Grind, perform, recover.
Eagles fans, this is guard Evan Mathis. I wanted to wish you all very happy holidays. Bah humbug.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you here. A couple of pieces of pizza in me. Feeling good? I love just throwing pizza down. It's just a throwdown. And I had like all this pizza. And now the Wolves came and that one's gone. So I've got 14 pizzas. I've got 14 toppings on this. There's only a couple of pieces left here. A little piece of that. Yum. Yummy. All right, 215-339-6709. James in Westminster. Hey, James.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Excellent. Good sitting around you there, man.
Thanks, brother. I'll get a good workout in tonight. Work this stuff off. C-Mac, you want some pizza? 14 toppings. See, he's always so physically fit. Do we have the video of him working out still? Find that one. We'll show you how physically fit Chris Mack is in case you forget. What's on your mind today, James?
Oh, just happy finally that people are realizing that the Eagles were still in it for a long time there. It was getting frustrating. I've been in school, haven't had a lot of time to watch a lot of Eagles this year, but I've been watching the show as usual. But they were never out of it. Everybody was saying they were down and out. But I'm just one of those fans that I just never gave up when they weren't mathematically out of it. And it was really frustrating listening to all my fellow Eagle fans, listening to fire Andy and we're all done and linebackers are terrible and everything back and forth, but now everybody's just right back like, yeah, we're going to win and we can do it, and I'm just glad everybody's finally realizing we still have a chance.
Well, I will give up
until it's over.
Yeah, let me defend the fans here, and I have never been in the fire Andy Reid camp, but I understand the frustration. This team has not accomplished anything yet, just other than the fact that we've seen how good the team can be. But when you're 4-8, I mean, I understand the frustration. I understood it as Eagles fans with extremely high expectations being frustrated that and deservedly so.
Right. There were expectations, I understand. I understand they were frustrated, but I mean, it happens sometimes, and you got to ride out. You got to stick with the team. You can't give up on them. And as long as they're not out of it, there's always a chance. And the Packers were living proof of that. You know, 8-8 last year, got in at the sixth seed. They had to go down right down to the last game with help. And look what they did, and look what they're doing this year.
Yeah.
So until someone says there's absolutely no way that we can possibly get in the playoffs, then we're still in it, and we got to keep fighting, and we got to keep believing that they can do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's still been a lot of bright spots this year. I've been disappointed with a little bit of stuff here and there, but like with the records, but we've been in just about every game. Jason Babin and Colin Jenkins have been great acquisitions. Osmo's been good. We've made good moves. It's just it hasn't all come together, but we got to just hope that it keeps going until the very end of the year, and we get the help that we need. So, I mean, I know it's been frustrating, but it's been fun watching because, you know, you've seen bits and pieces here and there of how good the team can really be.
Absolutely right.
And I'm getting excited. I'm happy to see the linebackers playing better. But
and this is not to suggest that everybody is all of a sudden saying, "All right, well, everything's fine."
Oh no!
You know, it's not a good place to be, 6-8. But you make the best of it. You continue to play hard. That's a great sign. And then you see some of the things fall into place against a quality couple of opponents. I know the Dolphins have since become a bit disheveled with the firing of Tony Sperano, but they were playing excellent football. Bo, would you like some pizza? 14 toppings? Come on in. It's okay. Just don't stand right in front of it. There you go. You're really not. There you go. That's the great Bo Wolf, everyone. Getting his hands all over the pizza. James, give me a prediction.
Well, I did watch how the Cowboys played this past week, and they did look good with having their complimentary receivers back. But I liked how our defense played, so I'm gonna say 31-17.
Wow.
Eagles.
Okay.
Only reason I say because I really think that we can keep up. I know they're gonna score once or twice. Their receivers are good, but the way our defense played last week, if they can just keep playing. And with, Vic can keep playing. It was good to see him run in for a touchdown finally. It was really good. It was great to see.
Love it.
All right. You take it easy, Dave.
Thanks, James.
To you later.
Thank you. Thanks for the phone call. 215-339-6709. The telephone number. It's Pizza Tuesday here at the NovaCare Complex. And if you're at the game on Sunday, get your rear ends over to Papa John's. For all participating locations in this Philadelphia area, we'll honor your ticket stubs and provide you with a free pizza. And I believe 10 toppings if you choose to take those 10 toppings. Could be wrong there. Nick, would you like a piece of 14-topping pizza?
Oh, no.
You're going to get some in the auditorium. What is there, 70 boxes in the cafeteria? Yeah. One of the benefits here, fatten us up for the day. Nice pizza, healthy, carbs. Ah! Who's on the phone here? I don't see. Ray in Kentucky. Hey, Ray. Ray.
Good morning, Ray. Dave.
Yeah, I'm Dave.
I want to say Dallas sucks.
Thank you. You're right, they do.
That's a great day. My question is, the corners, we're going to keep all of our corners this year, Dave, you think?
After the year?
Yeah, I'm talking about next year. We're going to, because, usually we pick a player up, the guy from Roger, I can't say his last name, from Arizona.
Yeah, Rogers.
How long we got him? We just got him for this year, or will we have him next year?
No, he has a two years later. He's got this year and then next year on his contract.
So do you think we'll get to keep Asante next year? Because I'm really impressed for our corners.
I have absolutely no idea what they're going to do with. I don't think they know yet.
I haven't. This is the first time today that I've got to look at anything. Is Sante Samuel? Is his injury? Is it?
Well, we'll find out.
Keep him out of the game.
Yeah, we're gonna. Andy Reid said it was a slight injury. He felt it looked promising yesterday. They are now out getting their walkthrough on. So I don't know if he's taking part in the walkthrough or not today. Let's take a look at the headlines here. So we're gonna find that out in just a short time here.
And I know last time I was stressing about Casey Matthews. Casey Matthews, since he's come back in, he's done pretty good.
Yeah, they're putting him in good position, and he's capitalizing. He's able to run. He's obviously very fast, pursues the football really well. And when he has a chance to operate in space, he makes plays. I think it's great to see Casey because he's been dogged all year by critics. He has been able to focus. He's been able to keep working hard and being a professional, and we're seeing the kid make plays, and I love it. It's awesome.
My prediction, Dave, is going to be 42-7, Eagles.
42-7.
I believe we're going to go in, and we're going to beat them like we did the last time. I believe we're just going to blow them out.
Well,
I believe we're going to play with a lot of heart.
Yeah, that's that would be a nice little Christmas deal, right? Keep it alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beat them, and
Dave,
hopefully
you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, buddy. We'll talk to you no more.
Thanks, you too. You too, Ray. Thanks so much for being a great fan. I don't know. I don't feel 42-7, but I feel good about things. Ryan, what did you say we were going to throw to now? I wasn't really paying attention. Todd Harriman's who's playing great at right tackle. You know, the Pro Bowl comes out next week. I wonder who makes it here. Certainly would expect Jason Peters to make it. I would expect, obviously, LeSean McCoy to make it. Will Harriman get a nod on the offensive line? We'll see. He's very proud of being part of this historic Shady McCoy season. He talks about that and the Eagles after the game on Sunday night.
I wasn't really trying to pay attention to any of that. Because I know that, you know, if we don't win, and none of it happen, and nothing's going to happen if we don't win. So that's what we got to take care of first and foremost.
So, I mean, the word didn't, I mean, it seems like a bunch of guys saw it on the scoreboard, like you said. A couple other guys had the same.
I saw it, but it's not like we're.
Like, you know.
No.
You know, like a good feeling about this?
Or? I mean, yeah, it's a good feeling. We won. We won.
So I mean, about seeing that score at that time. Oh. And it kind of. I mean, you guys already have 28 nothing.
Well, we've been up before and let the game slip away. So, you know, we're just right now. I think we have a really good focus on our team of what we need to accomplish on our by ourselves, and we know what needs to happen on the outside and stuff like that. But we can't, you know, you can't focus on that because we get nothing to do with it. All we can do is just win the next game.
What can you say about the year that Shady McCoy has had with the 20 touchdowns? It's never been done.
Yeah, it's a record, right? I'm proud of him, you know. I'm real proud of him. You know, sometimes I'm not so proud just because he does some of it on his own sometimes. But, you know, I'm always happy with touchdowns, whether it's a broken play that he makes happen on his own or whether he hits the hole where we
That third one was one of those, right?
Oh, man. I felt so useless on that play. But, you know, that's the magic that Shady can do, and we just got to figure out where he's at and try to set a block for him from then on.
You've blocked for him each of the last three seasons. What has he done differently this year? Where has he taken a jump this year?
I think just trusting the O-linemen. You know, I think that, you know, with Howard's scheme and technique and stuff, you know, there's a good trust between us and the back, and, you know, I mean, not always, but, you know, the majority of the time, you know, we're trusting each other, and that's huge in the run game. And, you know, Shady's hitting the right spot and, you know, letting his ability take over from there.
How do you compare this feeling right now to the end of the Seattle game?
Man, I don't know. Like I said, you know, I'm happy we won, but at the same time, if we don't win next week, it doesn't mean anything. So, you know, it's just kind of like we really just can't get ahead of ourselves, you know, because, you know, I can see that happening to teams. And but the focus that we have right now, I think, is just it's where it needs to be. And we just need to focus on next week and, you know, avoid all the playoff questions and stuff like that and handle our business.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Orange, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live, the name of the show. Straight up noon here in Philadelphia. The locker room now open, so we are in there getting the very latest and bringing it to you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. In the meantime, we'd love to take your phone calls, predictions, talk about the Eagles and the Cowboys on Saturday. Now, again, in case you missed it earlier in the show, we have an expert here talking about the Eagles, and all of a sudden, playoffs are a real possibility. For this perspective, we asked one of our national experts about the playoffs, see what the chances are, the thoughts are about the Eagles going to the postseason.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
Thank you, Jim Moore, for that. It never gets old. Let's go to Reggie in Covington. Hey, Reggie.
What's up, Dave?
What's up, Reggie?
Hey, Dave, I told you in the beginning of the season about Brett Selling, didn't I? I told you.
Well, it's interesting.
You. Everything it, got encoded through him.
It's interesting how the career of Brent, you know, I remember the game against the Cardinals. He caught 10 or 11 passes in the NFC Championship game, and it was then his job. And then he has this big season, 70-plus catches, gets the new contract, and then kind of fades away last year, 40-plus catches, you know. And then this year, right. he's come on so much this year. And you're right, it's made a huge difference in this Eagles offense. Huge.
I'm telling you, they got to move him around. If they don't move him around, they don't protect Vic. That's $100 million they got to protect. And in their defense, they got to click.
Yeah.
If them three click, we in the playoffs.
Well, it's more. Unfortunately, it's more than the Eagles' control here. There's a lot of things working. Obviously, the Eagles have to win, the Giants have to lose to the Jets, and then the Giants have to beat the Cowboys while the Eagles beat the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I know they got to take a lot of math classes.
Yeah.
Dave, telling you, I'm looking. If they don't, if they finish strong, I'm content. I'm getting me a Brent Celek jersey. I got my big jersey, but give me a Brent Celek jersey. I keep telling everybody. If they feature Brent Celek, Deshaun Jackson, and everybody else to get open, guaranteed.
He is so powerful when he runs with the football. He's really caught the ball more consistently this year. He's been just a huge weapon, and when he gets the ball, he breaks tackles and he makes people miss and just runs through them.
Yeah. So if they don't, I'm telling you, that's the key, man. Brent Celek is the key. The offensive line got a block. Defense, I don't know what Juan Castillo is doing. If he got away from the wide nine, get away from it.
Well, he's not getting away from it. He's creating other ways to give Jason Babin some space, and that's making a world of difference.
I'm proud of him. You know, I mean, I told you in the beginning it was in trouble. I remember me talking to you. I said, the Eagles are in trouble. But now they're starting to click. I understand it's the last-minute call, but I got a funny feeling that they're going to make it.
Well, hey, give me a prediction for the Sunday's game or the Saturday's game. That's the only one that matters.
They're going to beat the brakes off of them, man.
Okay.
They're going to beat if they feature Brent Celek, they're going to beat the brakes off of them.
All right, give me a score.
I'm thinking, hang on, Fry. I'm thinking 34-14. 35-14.
35-14.
They're going to beat the brakes off of them.
Okay. Beat the brakes off of them?
They're going to beat the brakes off of Dallas.
Okay.
You know it. Everybody know it. They're going to beat the brakes off of them. Dallas about to collapse now.
Well, we don't want them to collapse until, we do. We want them to lose both games. Yeah. So we collapse away, Cowboys. Hey, Reggie, thank you for the call, man.
My man.
You got it, brother. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. Yeah, if the Cowboys want to collapse, go for it. Would love it. I want them to stink these last two games. Yeah. Amazing that the NFC East has come down to this. Everybody's separated, man, by just a couple. And the Redskins, the way they've played, how about the way the Redskins gave the Eagles a big hand, the way they just destroyed the Giants on Sunday. And I watched some of that game, and they were just dominating. And Rex Grossman looks great. And the defense was all over Eli and had his number, and Eagles are still staying alive. Simon in Maryland.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
How are you, Simon?
Everything's good.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, man. Just want to say that I trust my Eagles on the road more than I trust my home this season.
Well, the facts would back you up there. The Eagles have won 4 games on the road, 2 games at home.
Yep.
4-3 on the road, 2-5 at home. So hopefully they've gotten off that. There we go. I can just imagine Andy Reid. Go ahead, play it. Yeah, here we go. That's what we're doing, boys. We're going to have the cartoon if we win this week, have Andy Reid dancing, doing this. I would just pay to see that. In fact, maybe he was just doing studio for us, a little John Travolta strut. Simon, I'm not. I don't think the Eagles are going to be intimidated by Cowboys Stadium. I'll tell you that. Hello. Bye, Simon. Thank you. I think he forgot he was on the air with us. He got all excited because John Travolta's doing his thing. Yeah. Look at John Travolta. All of about, what, 17 years old? Age. Dave Spadaro with you on this Tuesday. Eagles, Cowboys, Saturday, 4:15 on Fox. Make sure you tune in. Nationally televised game. Huge, huge game. Of course, assuming, hoping, praying that the Jets beat the Giants at 1 o'clock. Steve in Alabama. Hi, Steve.
Oh, Dave. What's up, man?
How you doing? Can you do that John Travolta strut?
Huh?
Can you strut like John Travolta?
Nah, man. I ain't with that.
I hear you.
Man, Dave, I'm pumped, man. But two things I want to discuss with you, man. I mean, we've been in this position before, like 1-2 games, and we actually when we won that second game, we beat Dallas, and then we just went into a hole again.
Yeah.
But this is a real key game. Yeah, it got playoff implications in it, but one thing that can go with this game, if the Giants beat the Jets, it could really have an effect on the game. Like, I wonder if we'll be ready. You know what I'm saying? If we'll still bring that energy if we don't get that jolt for a playoff run. You know what I mean? What you think?
Yeah, no question. I mean, the Eagles, you'd be very hard-pressed to find players who won't know the results prior to the game. And as much as Andy Reid would like to keep it from them, they'll be playing it in the stadium because the game means something to the Cowboys as well. It's the same way you've gone through this whole week of preparation. You're playing the Cowboys. It's a nationally televised game. It means something. Go out and play great football. I believe the Eagles...
That should be motivation enough.
I believe the Eagles aren't playing with that... are playing with a very loose mentality anyway. I think the pressure's off this team. If they get there, it's a pure bonus. And so I think they're going to play hard regardless. I think they're going to play very hard football.
Yeah. I see. You think Juan is you think the team is buying into the scheme now, or
yeah,
we've been buying into it, it's just starting to click?
A little bit of both. I think they've bought into it more of late. I think they're having fun. I think they were embarrassed in Seattle, and I think they've gained some more confidence in Juan. It's taken a while for all this newness to come together for the defense, and let's hope it continues. I think Juan's done a great job. Now, I'm not going to say he wasn't worthy of being criticized early in the year. He was. This whole team was.
Yeah.
But the last 2 weeks, absolutely great job.
Yeah. It looks like he's blitzing more now, and he's running the stunts. I mean, yep. I love that 4-man rush thing, man. Just doing that wasn't – I mean, you got to switch it up week by week. You know
I
what
agree.
I mean?
And series to series.
When he does that, he looks great, man.
Yep.
I mean, nobody, I know nobody in there going to say, but I know he's fighting for it to keep that job, man. And he got to come out and have two good games against the Dallas Cowboys and the Redskins, man. His defense has to come through.
I'm with you. So. I'm with you. And it's going to be, and the Cowboys are a tricky team to blitz because they have that weapon, those weapons down the field. And Romo, I think statistically, has done a very good job against the blitz. Would you blitz, Steve? Would you blitz?
I would mix the blitz. Yeah. I would mix the blitz. First quarter, yes, I would throw a lot of blitz in because, as I've seen back in the past, if you start hitting Romo early, his psyche is messed up throughout the game, and he's looking for pressure, and he'll make bad throws throughout the game. So I would start blitzing first quarter, try to hit it home, try to, mess him up. But, yeah, man, I mean, you just got to mix it up, man. You got to dial it up at the right place, right time. So I believe the defense is ready. I believe they remember what happened last game, and this is an NFC East game, so we're going to, another two heavyweights going back at it.
Agreed. Give me a score.
You want a score?
Yes. Give me a prediction.
We're going to go 35-31 Eagles.
Oh, my goodness. That's not a way to spend Christmas Eve. That kind of tension, that kind of nerves.
Hey, Christmas, that's what I want. That's my Eagles gift. A Dallas Cowboy loss.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody wants. Hey, Steve, thank you so much.
Oh, and a Jets win.
And a Jets win. Absolutely. Thanks so much, Steve.
All right, man.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Let's take a little break. Eagles Live returns. We'll get you some live stuff from the locker room here coming up in just a moment on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. It's what we do every day here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Hey Eagles fan, it's Dominique Rogers Cromartie. I want to thank you for your support and have a happy holidays.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble. And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro here, Xfinity Studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Let's go to JR in Chicago. Hey, JR.
What's going on, Dave?
Good afternoon.
Man, Dallas really sucks.
Thank you.
let me give you my prediction, man. 27-21, we pull it off. Spurs win.
Okay.
Just a few comments, Dave. I'm thinking I'm really liking the way that Phillip Hunt and Casey Matthews is coming around on this defense. I really am enjoying seeing them do what they do, as well as the continuity and the energy of that defense, man. It's unbelievable how things turn around that quickly. But, you know, I still am optimistically cautious on a lot of these things, but I definitely think that, you know, we're going to make it to these playoffs. And you know what? If we don't, that's fine, too, because I see the potential and I believe in the system that you know, everything's going to turn out. So, Dave, have a great Eagles day, man, and let's go.
Thank you. Thank you, JR. I'm glad. I think that's the way most Eagles fans feel right now. They're very encouraged by, you know, what they've seen the last couple of weeks. It's been a tough year. It's been challenging for everyone. It's been frustrating. It's been, I'm sure, testing your patience for sure. But then you see it come together and you're like, well, you know what? Now I know the team the Eagles are putting together. I understand what they were doing. And I understand how good this could have been. A turnover here, a turnover, a missed tackle here, Mr. over there. Eagles are not worrying about what other teams are doing. Luigi in Upper Darby. Hey, Luigi.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, thank you. You too. That was a great game he played. I loved it all. They played great.
Yep.
Physical football. That's Eagles football. I loved it. There are only two things I didn't like. One,
yeah,
we still had four turnovers, but the defense picked it up. They played great, especially in the red zone. Compliments to them and Juan Castillo.
Yeah, the turnovers, I mean, Shady had the fumble. Second ever. I did not like that one. I did not like Deion Lewis's fumble. Vic's interception was the end of the first half, right? Last play.
Yeah.
And then there was one late, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave,
the second
Marshall
thing I didn't like was the one play. Vic took the snap. The first read wasn't there. Then he kept scrambling around the backfield for like 50 yards.
Yeah, and then he took the big hit, right.
Like, I love Michael Vick. I love the way the quarterback he is and everything. But sometimes, like, you know, just he has to throw the ball away sometimes when it's not there.
I agree. He's got to throw it away. You know, I thought his first run, and we're all watching in the press box, and he takes off down the left side, and he went
out of bounds. Towards out of bounds.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
that was a great run.
Yes, out of bounds. Didn't take a hit. Now he got thrown to the ground a little bit, which
still
did.
That was great, but. Now what I'm looking for from the Eagles is consistency because, to be honest, we've seen this before. When we played Dallas and Redskins, you know, the defense looked great. Then, you know, everyone was like, hey, you know, they got it together. We're good now. So now I'm just looking for that consistency.
Absolutely right. Now,
It's
consistency through these 2 weeks, win these two games, and then get the proper help, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Then take it up another level. That's what I want to see, Luigi. If they get to the playoffs, take it up another level and don't turn the ball over at all. You know, don't miss tackles. Don't commit penalties.
Definitely.
Play great playoff football. Let's hope we get to that.
Yep.
Give me a prediction.
Yep. And if you see Shady, you know, congratulate him for me. Well,
I will.
He's having a great year.
I think he's very appreciative of all the love he's gotten from Eagles fans.
Yeah.
Give me your prediction, Luigi.
I didn't hear that. What?
Your prediction, please?
I didn't hear what you said.
Give me your prediction for the game on Sunday, or on Saturday.
Oh, the prediction? I actually think this one's going to be, like, I think we're actually going to beat them by a lot. I'm thinking, like, a 28-10 kind of a score here.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Luigi. Good stuff. Everybody all of a sudden seems to think the Eagles are going to win this game pretty handily. We shall see. All right, we're in the locker room now. Jose Leo Hansen, Eagles cornerback, understands this rivalry very, very well and knows that he's going to have a tough matchup on Saturday night because the Cowboys, they come at you in waves with their offensive weapons.
Time for you out there.
Yeah,
so.
I hope so. I hope we can, you know, get out there and get a, you know, get our DBs on the field and, you know, lock them up. So, if they want to do that or if they want to try to go two tight ends. I know they like two tight ends too, so we just got to be ready for whatever they come with.
I say in the six wins this season, I mean, you guys have jumped out on and gotten a lead in just about all of them, and which is kind of how you want to the position you want to put teams in, where they've got to throw the ball. And
yeah, we got a lot of talent in the secondary. We've got three Pro Bowlers in there. When I can get in there, we, you know, it's all four of us on the field at the same time. It really works out good, especially when it's like a long down and distance, you know. So, you know, it's one of our best packages, and if we can keep doing that, man, I think we can be successful.
Yeah. You kind of got, you know, the pass rush and the DBs that kind of working together right now, and that's kind of why we're seeing, you know, the sacks and the turnovers. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, our thing is in the secondary, we want to make the quarterback hold the ball and give our D-line time to get there. We have like one of the best D-lines in the league, leading in sacks. So it's not always the D-line, it's the coverage too. So it works both ways.
Last time you played these guys, I mean, it was that kind of game. You got the lead early. And we're just able to tee off on Romo. I think he completed like only 51% of his passes in that game. I mean, that's an ideal situation for getting him.
Sounds like a good formula, but, you know, it's easier said than done, you know. Every game is different, and just got to go in there and try to play hard and execute the game plan, and I think we'll be all right.
Where do these Cowboys receivers rank among the other receivers you guys have gone against this season?
Probably at the top. They got like, you know, they got three great receivers and a great great tight end. So it's, they're probably the best we've probably faced all year.
Do you allow yourself to think and sort of dream about finding a way to get into the playoffs?
I mean, it's in the back of my mind, but you know, we're just playing for each other. Just playing for, you know, playing for the love of the game, playing to have fun out there and let the chips fall the way they fall and see what happens at the end.
The chips kind of come out of nowhere. What were your impressions with him, of him the first time around?
Robin's a good player. Real good getting down the field. Big play receiver, so we can't sleep on any of them, actually. But, you know, he's really come up in the last couple of weeks, being that Miles Austin's been hurt. So,
is there any sense of frustration about what could have been here? Like, if you had played up to your potential earlier, this wouldn't even be like a fact. You wouldn't have to be watching any scoreboards.
We might think about that after the season, but when we reflect on the season. But right now, we're just one game at a time and on to the next one.
Will you pay attention to what the Jets and Giants are doing?
Yeah, when they play Sunday?
They play
Saturday
at 1.
Saturday at 1 before us?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Probably, yeah. Why not?
I mean, do you know what has to happen for you guys to get in?
Yeah, I know what has to happen.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access. Redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Grossman in the shotgun, and also Cooley, who makes the catch, and he is fouled down. What a hit by Asamoah. Cooley made the catch in the flat, and Asamoah just leveled him for a 2-yard loss. What a play by Asamoah.
He makes the catch, but he didn't net very much.
Hey, Eagles fans, this is Nnamdi Asamoah, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can. How does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
That's beautiful, beautiful stuff. We're going to play that quite a bit. Shady is standing up, standing tall this year. Great season for him. It's Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's go to the telephones and talk to Raphael in California. Hi, Raphael.
How you doing, man?
All right, how you doing?
First-time caller, long-time Eagles fan.
Appreciate it, brother.
Just beat the Cowboys. I'm going to make it simple. I remember the first game this season. We sandwiched Romo with Babin and Trent Cole.
Yeah.
That changed the whole game.
Yep.
Let's just play coverage like Nnamdi said. And then, you know, let's just front four can just dominate. Maybe Roll can just kind of shadow Romo a bit so he doesn't do the magical stuff that he's been getting lucky with. Mm-hmm. And let's just win and let's have a good Christmas with the Giants losing and he was winning.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I think it's going to be a difficult matchup with Witten and with Brian and with Austin and with Laurent Robinson. But one seen these guys before, he knows what they like to do. And as you say, the key is getting to Tony Romo and
exactly
getting him off his comfort, his comfortable spot.
And I think our front four can do that.
Yeah, and they'll mix in a blitz.
Our special teams got to be good this time. Not like this. Yesterday's game.
Too many turnovers on special teams. Two turnovers on Sunday, one the week before. All of a sudden, they're really struggling keeping the football.
Yeah, exactly. We just gotta play a good 60 minutes.
Hey, give me a prediction. Give me a prediction for the game.
My prediction is 27. I mean, not 20. Yeah, 27-13.
Okay. Raphael, thanks.
No problem, man. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for calling. I love getting new callers. By the way, we would love you to vote for LeSean McCoy as the FedEx Ground Player of the Week. He has been nominated for his performance against the Jets. 18 carries, 102 yards, 3 touchdowns in that game. Established the franchise record for most touchdowns scored in a season. He's got 20 of them. Steve Van Buren had 18 in 1945.